Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. First off, man, let me just say salutations to all. It's been a while, couple of days, so to speak, about battle rap. It's been so hectic, a lot of drama, a lot of stuff that's been going on. I just seen Jim's blog. So, I don't even know where to go with that. And I don't mean that. And I mean that in no disrespectful manner at all. I got my bro coming on right now, man. Fresh off his battle of RBE, ARP. It's been a wild weekend of battle rap, man. But let me talk to my guy because we always have a good 1-2 conversation here, man. John and Don, what's good, my dude?
Three letter, man. What's good?
How are you, my brother?
I'm doing all right. You know, settling back in the crib.
All right, let's just talk here. How you calling the battle?
Me and Kay?
Yes.
I clearly took it. But I called it exactly how I said the last time we talked. He didn't have enough to say to me. And that showed in his third round, because his third round, he mainly talked about the time limit issue when the time limit issue is only a week old and it was still short.
Mm.
So this is everything that I said. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have enough to say to me. He was going to take angles we've heard before, which he did. Stealing angle, the hollow angle, that type of thing.
The hollow angle was all right. The first round, let me ask you a question, because you set up the first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt in your first round you had some stuff, because now if I go back and watch it on Video On Demand, John, I'm catching the
mm-hmm.
bars more in the first round. I felt your second round – first of all, I thought the second round was the best round of the whole guy that battle. Let's just be clear
mm-hmm.
on that. I felt the second round was the best round of the battle. I gave K the first round because I thought he was more the aggressor in the first round,
mm-hmm.
John. You have bars, but I felt him coming at you aggressively in the first. I gave K the first. In the second
yeah.
now, I just felt you just got on your 1-2. You got on your 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
The performance, bars, personals, aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you sweating
mm-hmm.
like in the second round. I like the second round. It wasn't bad, but it, like you alluded a second ago, it's like he emptied a clip in the first round to me. And in the
mm-hmm.
second round, you know, it's kind of like it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Bow Wow angle, I could do without that. You know, I didn't really
yeah.
that didn't really do much for me and shit, though. I didn't think he heated up to the middle of the second round, but I obviously gave you the second round. How you felt about your second
mm-hmm.
round, though?
I think the second round was definitely the best round of the battle. A lot of people in the building had it being the best round of the night. You know, I still had more to go. But my thing with the time issues, though, right? I timed my round. And the thing is, all three of my rounds at the same time. All three of them.
Your second was kind of long.
I got through my first. But that's crowd reaction. You feel
that's
me?
Okay.
Like,
the first
round, I didn't get much crowd reaction. You know what I'm saying? In the second round, I got a lot of crowd reaction. And a lot of times, I would get stopped in the middle of a setup. So if I get stopped in the middle of a setup, I got to bring the setup back. Because if I just continue from there, you know what I'm saying? It's almost
mm-hmm.
it was almost pointless. You know what I mean? So I think that's where the time issue came in. But I definitely think the second round was my strongest round. Definitely feel like I got that clearly. As far as the first round, I'll give him the first round. You know what I mean? Only for the simple fact.
Yo, my nigga, hold
the
on.
Was
that
better
soccer
than
scheme? Hold on, that soccer scheme you did in the second, though? Shit was tough. I ain't gonna get the bars away, but I did like that, though. I ain't gonna hold you, though. But what about the third, though?
Yeah.
I thought this third round, I thought your third round was dope. I think you I like your second and third more than your first. I just felt, your third round felt like you was trying to big boy talk him, like compare resumes, like, nigga, what have you
mm-hmm.
done for the culture, this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Because I said this, that I felt this battle security should have been beefed up. And John, you was looking mad. You mad salty, my nigga. Like, you forgot you was a league owner for like 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I know. But I told ARP, and I promised him wasn't nothing going to happen, because wasn't nothing going to happen if I didn't want it to happen. That's how I felt. I felt in control, but I was only getting mad because of the simple fact of the shit that he was talking before then. I'm going to cut you off. And you know what I mean? And the fact that he's actually cutting me off, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this nigga, I know what type of dude he is. He going to talk shit after again, you know what I mean? Despite what we may talk about off camera. I know when the camera's cut on, you know, a lot of battles will be different people. So that, you know, that's what's going on in my head.
Character,
like,
mode.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So, but I caught myself, and then I knew, like, it would have got real ugly. Like, it would have got real ugly. It probably would have been worse than Jim's and
we'll talk about
situation.
That in a minute. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about
yeah,
that.
I think I think it would have been worse than that, though, only for the simple fact of people that was there with me, they, you know, they really.
I seen the brother behind you. I seen a brother behind you. He looked like he was ready to set it off and knock niggas' heads off. He did look rather sorry.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I give both y'all niggas props because even though it could have got ugly, y'all went back to rapping.
Yeah.
Even on the third round, you started yapping a little bit, John. You started getting at him a little bit. You started, you had your hand on a man's chest. Like, yo, John, why is this nigga touching this nigga, man? But overall, 2-1 I'm giving you, John. 2-1, man. 2-1.
I call it the same way, even though, you know, I watch it. I watched the footage probably about 2 or 3 times. I don't think he took that first as clear, but I'll give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta get the first, though, John. Even though he's on 15 minutes of fame saying he won the battle, Big K, listen, brother, I don't hate you, man. I think you're talented, but you can't be going up on – nobody believes you when you go on 15 minutes of fame saying you won, my nigga, in the fucking – I did a fucking 2-hour show, my nigga. Not one nigga called in this show, and I took about over 20 calls. Not one nigga, Big K, called this show and said you won that battle, my G. They gave you the first, and we kept it moving. And a lot of niggas even said on this show, yo, I thought Big K was going to beat John. I got to keep it real, Dre. Nah, son. John got that shit. Niggas said it paid me to say that John won. I said, yo, y'all niggas ain't shit, man. Niggas said it paid me to say John. That's when you know a nigga win. When a nigga say it pains me to say the nigga won. But,
I give him that first. I say 2-1, clear. Nothing to debate.
So,
in the building, on camera, or whatever you want to do.
So what happens after the battle, John? There's rumors about y'all having a conversation around the corner.
Yeah, cause like I was in there. Like I said, if I would have did something, the reaction of the people that was with me, it would have really got ugly. Like, I don't think K noticed, but you know, he was kind of surrounded by my people. Like, not all my people was able to get on stage, and you know the way drama is on his side, it's the VIP, and you know ARP ain't let like 10 of my people up there. I was only aware that it was 4 on the stage with me, but, you know, some of my other
nigga trying to bring the whole Yonkers and Atlanta on
stage.
What's wrong with you, nigga? Come on, man.
They came. You know what I'm saying? They came. You know, they came out. But, you know, I thought about it as a man, though, because it really could have got ugly. And then when you think about what it's over, it's, you know what I mean? It's Twitter shit. It's back and forth Twitter shit. And, you know, a lot of, you know, freedoms and, you know, people could have got hurt. Some people could have went to jail and all of that. And it was still kind of hostile after the battle. You know what I mean? After the battle, you know, K had he had said something after the battle. He told ARP, like, yo, can me, you and John go in the back or something? And I might have took it the wrong way. You know what I mean?
I know
so
you
I'm
did.
Like, go in the back? No, let's go outside. You know what I'm saying? And when I said let's go outside, he like, no, it's not like that. That's when I'm like, all right. But at that time, when I said that, everybody with me got riled up. They plotting. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of shit. And, you know, he was only there with, like, 4 people. And I don't, like, I'm not about to just take advantage of it because of the situation. Because it's Twitter shit. So, you know, he left the building. I called him. Where you at? I'm going to come outside by myself. Where you at? He said he was around the corner. And I went around the corner. You know what I mean? And we spoke or whatever, and I'm just basically like, yo, the battle's over, dog. I'm not about to be thinking about you or whatever the case is. This shit is dumb and all that. You know what I mean? That's basically what the conversation was about because we had to think about everybody that was with us. You know what I mean? We had to think about everybody that was with us. If something pop off between me and him, and, you know, it's, you know, And then it wasn't really professional of me either. I didn't like the way that looked. You know what I mean? The position I'm in.
Right.
You know what,
John?
I really didn't.
A lot of niggas were saying that, though. A lot of niggas were like, yo, man, come on, John. You a league owner, man. You can't be doing that shit like that. A lot of people were saying that, though, to be fair. You my man,
yeah,
so I got to keep it a buck with you.
No, that's a fact. That's what I said it before you could say it because I
right,
agree
that's
with
true,
it.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, I agree with it, but at the end of the day, you got to know I'm a man before anything, and I have a background. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm still human. But this is why, really, you know, I've been thinking, like, as far as me being a battle rapper and a league owner, it's almost like it can't really coexist. Like, I really got to choose. You know what I'm saying? Because
really? Why you got to choose?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like that. Because me being a battle rapper, what makes me? What makes John John the Don? Well, what makes me is the shit that I talk to niggas. I get under people's skin a lot. That's why people want to see me battle. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. Like, and I do it just so we can have. I want to get people mad. I want to get you in the ring and try to kill me. Like, you know what I mean? I want that to happen. But some people really can't take it, and it gets personal. And then everybody feel like they gotta play this tough role. And then when you go there with me, I don't know how to stop. Like, I don't have a chill sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep pushing that button. But at the same time, you know, people become spiteful of me. And then, you know, on top of that, so therefore they don't want to, they feel some type of way towards Bullpen just because that's something I'm promoting, even though Bullpen don't got nothing to do with me. But I also got to think about Bullpen with my actions at the same time. And these battlers that I'm trying to push, I don't want to burn no bridges for them off the strength of what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So this is a lot of things that I've been thinking about. So now it might get a little boring on my behalf, but you know, I'll answer the call as far as a battle. Anybody want to get in that ring, we can do that. But as far as me, you know, being opinionated on certain shit, you know, talking shit to certain people, I realize
I gotta
fall back.
Why?
I gotta play my position.
I think it was just Kato, man. You dealing with a dude that's emotional. Y'all had attention, though. I don't think anybody else you have
it was Jack Boy.
Jack Boy, that's true, yeah.
It was Jack Boy. It's not. It's like, you know, if somebody say something to me, I'm going to say something back, and I'm going to, you know what I mean? And it's, a lot of these dudes get sensitive, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it is. And then when it gets somewhere else, and then I react, I'm the bad guy with how I react. I only know how to react one way once you start talking this street shit or this tough shit or whatever the case is. Like, I, you know what I mean? So I just got to, you know, I realized that battle rap really got sensitive, man. It really did. It's very, 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 very sensitive. So I just got to move accordingly. I'm still growing.
Let me ask you about Loso and Showoff, man. Come on, man. I told niggas, man. I told you niggas.
I personally thought that was Battle of the Night. And people telling me, like, no, you and K was Battle of the Night.
Nah, it wasn't Battle of the Night. Nah, son.
What, Loso and Showoff?
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, I don't like being it. Because niggas be thinking I be hating on Showoff, man. I don't be hating on Showoff. I told Showoff on this show, my nigga, I don't see you beating Loso.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit he was saying wasn't bad. But my nigga, when you start talking, you battling the Lord and all that, like, y'all niggas got to stop going to angle when y'all battle Saga and Loso, especially Loso. Because with him, he's different than Saga. I like A-Ward. He cool. Street Hems, he's nice. But Loso a little different with his shit, man. So when you're coming at him, like his first round, short first round was cool, but then Loso just went in, man. It's like, I gave Short the second round. I thought Loso got off his beam a little bit. He seemed a little bit, because niggas was talking through his rounds. He seemed a little bit rattled a little bit. But I gave Short the second. I gave Loso the third.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think that second round went the way it went just because the way Loso caught everybody off guard. And I feel like with that, it's like, nah, we're not about to let Loso get in hand just while I show off on his return. So, you know, the gas went up a little bit. What you know? the gas went up a little bit. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
The gas went up, you know what I mean? But at the same, I don't know. I like show off material, but what I didn't like, well, I'm not going to say what I didn't like, but I expected him to do something other than what he did.
Yes.
Like, you know, what he did was very, very predictable. Like, you know what I mean? Doing, like, for all three rounds, you talked about the Bible and God, literally. You know what I'm saying? And
he's so, is it safe to say show didn't do him and what people like show up for the intricate bars and that
mm-hmm.
street talk?
Mm-hmm.
He stayed away from that?
I like what Show Off did. I will say Show Off did do him. I just think his points are being taken because you basically went in there and try to reiterate, you know, a Loso versus B-Dot kind of battle. Like, you know what I mean? That's kind
of
the same angle.
No.
You know, questioning the Bible.
Sorry, Show Off, man. Nah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's why, you know, I give Loso the win, clearly, first and third. You know what I mean? And, yeah, I'll give Show Off that second round, too.
Sure. Will you and Jims and Goods was battling? Not even, I didn't even talk about the altercation right now. Where were you at when they were battling?
Well, at first, I was outside. I was talking to Kay. You know what I mean? I was outside when it first started. And then when I realized I wanted to catch the battle, ended that convo short. Went in there, started rapping. They started battling. I sat there on the side of the stage for like a round and a half. And I'm asking people. I missed the first round. I'm asking people who was first round. They're like, Goods is washing them. That's what they're saying. I get in there. I'm listening. And I just feel like the battle was lackluster.
She was dry.
At that time, yeah, I was just tired. So I'm like, I'm not about to stand right here with everybody. Yeah, let me go back. You know, where there's more room at. You know, when I went out there, I was doing an interview with Hip Hop Is Real. That interview was actually out when the whole thing.
Yeah, shout out my guy, Knowledge of God,
off.
Man. Or,
yeah, shout out to Knowledge the God. When the whole shit jumped up, I'm doing an interview, and I'm looking, and I see everybody running now. And this is how I know, like, battle rap is kind of, like, soft, because the fight breaks out on stage, and literally everybody is running out like they seen a gun. Like, a gun came out, and somebody's about to shoot. Like, they're running out. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like.
Well, you never know, though, John. You never know if niggas is holding, though, and start spraying, though, my nigga. You don't know.
That's a fact. But it was crazy because the dudes I was with, they running towards the scene. They trying to go see what was going on. Like everybody else is running out. You know what I mean? And I was busy. You know, at that moment, I'm looking for my girl. You know, I had my girl with me.
Okay.
So I got to go find her, and I got to go find Will. I got to go find the people. You know what I mean? My immediates, make sure everybody good. So that's why that whole thing got cut short. And then, that was that. You know what I'm saying? I heard what happened. Then I seen the footage. You know, sad day.
I know you. Listen, one thing I like about you, you honest person. Mm-hmm. I need, listen. I know you got relationships, a lot of niggas and shit. I'm not trying to throw you, think, mm-hmm. like you whatever, but what did you think about that whole situation? I'm going to tell you what I think first, and you tell me how you feel. I think we're in a popularity contest of battle rap. And when I say that, respectfully to Goods, I like Goods. Goods is good. He's a good nigga. Goods is like, and you've been around Goods way more than me. I never been around a nigga. But from him coming on my show and seeing him on blogs and throughout the years watching his career, he seemed like a nigga that you could just chill with, smoke a spliff with, you know what I mean? Shoot the shit with. He going to crack jokes all day and shit. He seemed like that type of nigga. It seemed like it was premeditated in me. John Jims ain't saying nothing about that man's daughter, son. He said nothing about that man's daughter, man. Warranted for him to get snuffed in the face like that, bro. That's how I feel.
I tell you this. I would say a great relationship with Goods. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Between me, DNA, we pretty tight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I know what kind of dude Goods is for the most part. I'm not going to say y'all just know him inside and out. But if I had to say something, it was not premeditated. I don't think Goods went there with on his mind, yo, I'm going to hit Jims. No, that's not the case. However, yes, Jims was not trying to disrespect that man's daughter. Let's throw that out there. He said that, you know, he said Goods was lying before Goods brought his daughter up. You know what I mean? I do think, you know, Goods baited him into that at that particular moment. I do feel like that. But I think what it is, Goods just didn't have respect for Jims. Period. He didn't respect him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't respect him.
Right.
So when you don't have no respect like that for somebody, you're not gonna let anything slide. Like, you're not gonna let anything slide. You know what I'm saying? So I think at that present moment, and he had like four cups of Henny straight. He's sitting there pouring straight privileged Henny the whole battle. You know what I'm saying? The whole battle. So I think, you know, liquor might have played a part in that.
John, let's not do the liquor thing, no, my nigga. The liquor thing, no. I don't know if I get the liquor thing.
This is my opinion. This is my opinion.
Right.
And, at that moment, I think he kind of baited him like lying on what? You know what I mean? And then on top of the fact that they had a conversation about Jim's not bringing up Good's daughter, and if Good's is up there saying, yo, I put that on my daughter, and Jim's clearly said you're lying on that, but then he caught himself. You know what I mean? Jim's caught himself after he said that. He's saying, hey, you lied about what you said. At that moment, Good just took it like, oh, you're going to repeat it. You know what I mean? And at that moment, that's when the liquor kicks in, because he's not really comprehending what's really going on. He's not really comprehending that Jim's not saying he's really lying on your daughter. He's not trying to disrespect your daughter. He's just saying,
John,
about the situation.
I don't know, man. You know why I say it's dicey though, John? Because I watch and I like Goods, man. I seen Goods blog, and one thing I had an issue with is him not apologizing to ARP. I really had a problem with that. Like, I felt that you apologize to your fans is one thing, but you gotta apologize to ARP, man. I just felt that was warranted for him to get that and stuff. Now, Jim's just did a blog, and I'm pretty sure you saw it also. What's your thoughts on Jim's blog? I thought it was heartfelt. You know?
Yes.
I don't know if I agree with everything he said, but I agree with a lot of stuff he said.
Yeah, it was real. I feel like it was genuine. And when it's genuine, it's hard to disagree with something that's genuine. You can't tell that man
right.
how he feel. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
You can't tell him how he feel. I think it was a good blog, man. I think it was healthy because I think, Jim's, he was a little emotional because he's heavy in, you know, with the battle rap culture. He knows how these things work, and he know this could be the end of his battle rap career. And for the simple fact, it's happened at the biggest battle, the battle he's been wanting for years against somebody that he looked up to, and the fact that he does that to him to try to end his career, that's how he's looking at it. He's like, come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? So, the blog, at first when he said he was going to do a blog, I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea. But, you know, when I watched it, you know what I mean? It's not a bad look at all. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I think this situation, it puts a stain more on Good's name than it does on Jim's.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, Jim's will never be able to live this down regardless. Everybody could cheer for him and everything, you know what I mean, and do all of that. But when he has a battle and somebody brings it up, the crowd will react. You know, it will be a haymaker for how long?
Right.
For as long as it was for Sirius Jones or Dose or even Mad now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just – and Jim's knows that, you know what I mean? His battle rap IQ is very high. So,
But, John, you were just – John. You was almost gonna put hands and foot on Big K. Let's say if Big K did that to you, that happened, and you know you ain't say nothing about a man's daughter. How would you feel knowing that y'all was not trying to disrespect your daughter in no type of way, and a nigga put his hands on you?
Well, let's not say if Big K did it. Let's say if I was in Jim's situation, like a
all right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's me getting a battle that I always been wanting to, and I chill with the dude a couple times and this and that, because I kind of felt that way with the Hollow situation. I don't want to bring that up because, you know, me and Hollow, you know, we speak. We you know what I mean? We called you and all that. He's supportive of Bullpen, you know what I mean? But at the same time, at that time when me and Hollow got into it, I didn't understand what that was. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I felt like, oh, you doing that to try to first of all, to not battle me, and you trying to ruin my name with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to ruin my name. Like, what are we really fighting over? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt. So when Jim's is saying that, like, yo, you tried to ruin me. You tried to – I felt that.
You felt that shit.
More than anybody. Yeah.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
I
probably felt that more than anybody, but – it wasn't in the battle. So Jim's actually is getting the battle that, you know what I mean, that he won. And at the end of this battle, it happens. So, you know, I don't know how I would react to it, but I probably would feel exactly how Jim's feel. Like, where do we go from now? Because what happens now? Like, does this keep going? Oh, I gotta eat that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fucked up situation to be in.
Was Goods out of line? Now, looking hindsight, talking to the dude that, you know, Jim's had issues with, the people's Jim's had, was that out of line? Or that's just battle?
I honestly feel like that's, people are overreacting to that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I honestly feel like people overreact to that, especially if Jim's acknowledging that this man is lying and everybody could see, you know, why Goods is doing it. You know what I mean? It's battle rap. Goods wasn't doing that to really have beef with Jim's. It's just, you know, it's a tactic. All the war, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's right. Throw them off a little bit. I think people are overreacting to that. That wasn't so disrespectful. That wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? Like, that man just got him punched in the face. No disrespect to Jim's, but he didn't get to, that man didn't get his kids kidnapped. He didn't smack his mother. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? And not for nothing, this is the same man that was right there when it happened. You could have handled your business right then and there. So it can't really be that serious. But I understand how Jim's could probably take it disrespectful, like, oh, yeah, you got this dude. Or, but I think it just ties into what's going on now. Ties into the fight.
But John,
bringing it up, which makes sense.
A lot of people are saying the same thing you're saying about they felt Goods did not respect Jim's. That's why it's premeditated, because he didn't respect him.
Yeah, but that's not on Goods' mind. Goods ain't going in nowhere thinking, yo, I'm going to hit this nigga, because Jim's never did anything for Goods to feel that way towards him. He just talks shit battle-wise, and if Goods really had a problem with Jim's like that, he wouldn't battle Jim's, the same reason why he won't battle Sirius Jones.
Right.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? He clearly stated he would not battle Sirius Jones because he has a real issue with him. You know what I mean? He wouldn't battle Jim's if he had a real issue. What is the real issue? That Jim's wanted to battle him? You know what I'm saying? That's not a real issue. Like, Goods got a lot going on in real life outside of battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To be worried about a dude like that, to be thinking, okay, when I battle him, I'm going to hit him.
Yeah, that was Well, let me ask you a question. I know you pressed for time, man. Let me ask you one last question. If somebody fights on bullpen, what do you do?
If somebody what?
Fights on bullpen, what do you do?
I'm not dealing with them no more. I'm not dealing with them no more. I mean, they could go anywhere else, you know. But we got a respectful environment at bullpen. And that's not to say that it can't happen on bullpen. But this is, you know, definitely.
South niggas are wild, my nigga. Come on now. South niggas don't give two fucks, man. They thump anywhere, my nigga. They get it popping. Trust me, I know.
It definitely can happen, you know what I'm saying? But, put it back. Yeah, it definitely can happen.
People are saying that Good should be banned and all this shit. Do you subscribe to him being banned and that, you know, he would not have done that on URL? People are saying that, you know, that's the conversation people are having. It's, you know, like, should leagues form a group together? If somebody fights in a league, that person should be suspended a year off every league, or that's just, hey, every man for himself, you do what you do, we do over here. And if URL books Good, is that foul?
Because I think that's like an unspoken rule, because if you think about it, it doesn't matter when a fight or where a fight happens on what league. Once it goes viral, these companies and these venues, all they know is a fight happened at a battle rap, at a rap battle. That's all they know. So that hurts every league. Especially in New York City, trying to get venues, that is gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt URL. So for URL to, if they was to turn around and you know, and try to book Goods, you know, the people might, you know, that might be a stain on it. The same way, you know, the the mat, like, sponsors will back out because of it. Like, okay, battle rap is getting a little out of hand. It doesn't matter what league it happens. Like, long as it happens and everybody is talking about it and it's going viral, every league will suffer from it. Everyone. And if you book the very person that's going viral off of this fight, it's kind of dumb of you, especially to do it right now. I don't know about no banning, like banned goods. But what I'm saying is you definitely shouldn't book him while this thing is hot. Got to let it die down for a second at least if you're going to do that. At least, you know what I mean? It's just smart, you know what I mean? Because like I said, the people going to see this. You know, it's all they know is a rap battle happened and a fight broke out in a rap battle.
That shit made World Star, John.
So that's what I'm saying. And it doesn't matter where it happens. They only know it's rap battle. You could go somewhere and be like, oh, that happened on a different league. It ain't going to happen there. And they'll be like, how do I know this? All I know is a rap battle. I watched a rap battle where these dudes are fighting. And then you go and they'll do their homework and they'll go back to see how many times it happened. Now we just have another incident. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, like as far as being, oh, no goods, I just think it's just common sense at this point. Just chill for a second. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't going banning goods for a year. Like, what is that going to do? He battles once a year anyway. He's
right.
Probably going to fall
back himself.
Thing.
Yeah, I thought the same thing also. You're not talking about a guy like DNA who battles all the time and very frequent. You're talking about an individual who battles once, twice a year, if that. So is it really hurting him, so to speak? You know what I mean? Like, I think people want goods. Right. They want goods out of here. I don't want him out of here. I just wish he had more of a heart. So, because I like goods, man. I even text good. I was like, yo, goods, man. I ain't here to judge you, my nigga. I wish we could talk. You don't want to talk no more right now, and I respect that. You know what I'm saying? It's just an unfortunate situation and stuff. Let me ask you. Yeah, they want to suffer. They want to suffer right now, for real. Have you spoken to ARP?
Yeah, I spoke to him after the situation. I apologize.
How's my nigga
on
doing?
My I just spoke to him on my situation with Big K. I apologize for how I was acting. You know what I mean? I didn't want to bring that energy. I know after the goods and gym situation, it's a little hot. You know what I mean? I just wanted to let him know. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I rock with him heavy. I wasn't trying to come there with that, you know, that type of energy. I told him I promised him wasn't nothing going to happen. Cause like I said, if anything was going to happen between me and Kay, it would have been me initiating it. So if I gave him my word, wasn't none of that going to happen. And even though the little dispute or confrontation that me and Kay did have, I still took it upon myself to apologize to him for that. You know what I mean? As far as talking to him about the goods and gym situation. But he was real understanding on my behalf. He was just, you know, just sometimes two people is not compatible. And maybe me and Kay are them two people. You know what I mean?
He didn't lose the venue, did he? Do you know if he did or not? Because then that's what a lot of people are trying to find out now.
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Right. I don't know for sure. Yeah, I don't know for
didn't.
Sure. I hope not.
You don't deserve
yeah,
that.
I hope,
you know what I mean?
I hope not, man. Yeah, but I feel you, though, as far as good should have apologized to ARP, but who's the say he didn't call him and square that away? You know what I mean?
That's true, but I think you need to put that on camera also, people to hear that, though. I really feel that. Because that's the first thing people are saying, John. It's like, you know, I know you're saying to your fans, but, you know, you're fiddling your ring and all that, and, you know, at least tell ARP, you know?
Yeah.
All right, John, man. I ain't gonna hold you, man. I appreciate you, brother. Yo, hold on before.
Yeah.
What's next for you, though? What's next?
Like I said, I'm aware this businessman thing for it, man, until something good come out. Like I said, I want Surf, I want Hollow, and I want Mook. And I know, you know, a lot of people are going to sit there and say, yeah, that's kind of far-fetched. You only just beat K. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I need a real, you know, I like going into battles with people saying, you know, I'm going to lose. Somebody's going to have to humble me. Other than that, I'm focusing on bullpen, man. Like, you know, these dudes want to eat. We want to focus on battle rap. We want to get back to that. And I'm trying to make it real, real good for them. You know what I mean? So, that's what's next for me, Bullpen Battle League. more focusing on that. Yeah.
You spoke to Surf?
Until somebody jumps stupid, of course. So have I spoke to Surf?
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't spoke to him directly.
Okay.
Nah, but you know, I got a good relationship with his manager, Qua.
Qua's my nigga. Yeah, shout out Qua right quick, man. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's my guy for real. You know what I mean? So, I ain't spoke to him, but he definitely spoke to Surf, you know, when Surf was still in. And he let it be known that I'm on that hit list. I'm just waiting for somebody to make that arrangement. And he ain't going to duck it. I'm sure he ain't going to duck it.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Right. It's in the hands of whoever's going to book it, man. I don't really want it to happen on Bullpen, but if it has to happen on Bullpen, it will. If it has to happen on Bullpen, it will. I will bring him down there to A and kick his ass out here, but, you know, Surf is only Surf on his stage, which is URL.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I want to be at the disadvantage, not the advantage.
Right. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
What I like though, Surf hasn't been on social media. He's laying low.
Mm-hmm.
I like that though, John. I like that. I know
too.
People want me to be out there in the streets and all that and come on interviews. Hey, I want to talk to Surf, but I'm glad for a young brother like that. He's laying low, chilling, you know what I mean? Probably with his family, you know, getting some head and just lounging. Real nigga shit.
Surf,
you know
is
what I mean?
A smart dude, man. Surf is extremely
very,
smart. Like he's
very intelligent,
very,
dude.
Very smart.
Very.
So what he's doing is he's really taking the time. He's getting his mind right. He's not jumping out there feeding into all his social media stuff and all that. He's getting his mind right, handling his business. He's been gone for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So he just that's what he's doing. I know that's what he's doing. You know what I mean? And you got to respect that. You have to. You know what I mean? I got no respect for him. You know what I mean? So that's what he's doing, man. Salute the Surf, man. I'm glad he's home. Now it's time for him to go to that ring. Stop playing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
John, man, I appreciate you, brother. As always, man.
Yeah, always, man. Anytime.
All right, my dude. Be easy, man. Yes, sir. John the Don. It's my guy right there, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Word. On live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast, salutations to all. You know, sometimes when you go through struggles in your life, you see who your true friends are. You see who's by your side when the thick and thin is going through your life. And I got to commend this one brother because, you know, obviously he's this individual I'm talking about right now. He's his manager. And when you're a manager with an artist, that's like your right-hand man. Almost like a brother, almost like a best friend. That's your confidant. That's the person you trust. And this person kept this dude's name out here when he was not here with us. And I love talking to this brother. I remember when the situation first came out, he came on the show and just gave me and y'all insight to what's going on with the brother and stuff. First off, I want to say welcome home, Sue Surf. Welcome home, Sue Surf. That's what I want to say first off. But I want to bring his manager in, man. Q, what's good, my nigga?
What's up, bro?
How you, my G?
I'm good.
Well, first off, I know you see what's going on in battle rap, man. Niggas fighting and all that.
Shit
been crazy.
Shit going left. Shit been going left lately.
What you think about all that, Q, man? You been at events, man. Is it really intense when niggas got to really take it there, though?
Nah, I ain't never really seen a situation where it really had to get physical. Like, to me, a lot of that just be bluffing and
right.
In the name of battle rap. Like, I never really thought or seen somebody to the point where I feel like if that was me, I would have reacted in a physical sense. Like, I look at all that and just like, this is battle rap. This is what y'all supposed to do. Y'all in character right now. Like,
right.
Like y'all are. Y'all being battle rappers right now. I ain't never really seen a situation where it had to really get to the street side of things, like. But right now, it's just going crazy.
For real, my G. Let's just go right elephant in the room, man. How's my guy surf? You know, I think that's everybody's, you know. I'm glad he's laying low, but how's he doing, man?
Nah, he good. He in a great headspace, ready to work. He just, know what I mean, getting readjusted to being out, getting some time in with his family. You know what I mean? He at the drawing board right now, so when we do come out, everything look as clean, as crisp as we want it to.
That's what
we don't want to rush nothing, and while everybody stuff, and we rush something, it don't come out how we look, and then we look crazy, like the presentation is everything.
You speak to Surf more than anybody. Do you think he knew how much people had love for him now that, you know, that he was gone this time? Like, that people had mad love for him, like the game. And I mean this sincerely, Q, when I say this to you, brother. We miss Sue Surf, my nigga. I know these niggas say, oh, Sue Surf D-riding 3-letter, man. Shut the fuck up. It is what it is, you dumbass niggas. The game is Surf, nigga. Fuck is you niggas talking about, man? We do, my nigga. How much love niggas have for him, though?
He definitely knows. I talked to Surf every day while he was in there, so I was keeping him abreast of everything that was going on. So as soon as he got out, like, he was fully in tune to everything that was happening. All he had to do was watch it for himself. Like, he's catching up on battles and things like that. But he had already seen how it went, because everything that was going on, I talked to him. I'm letting him know. Like, I'm giving him play-by-plays on what's going on a daily basis. Let him know who mentioning his name, how the fans reacting, how they reacting to me, because I'm the closest thing they got to Surf right now. So I was,
that's
he,
a fact.
He was fully, yeah, he was fully aware of what was going on. He was very grateful. And on top of me keeping him abreast of what's going on, the amount of fan letter he showed me when he got home was crazy.
Dog, I wrote that nigga twice, my nigga. That's a fact. And the homie wrote me back. Of course, man. I felt like, yo, my nigga, I haven't wrote a nigga in the pen in a minute, man. I just felt I had to, because, yo, that nigga don't have to come on my show at all, Q. That nigga just showed me mad love, son. I will call Surf, nigga. Surf, come on the show, my nigga. All right, bro, man, what we talking about? You know what I'm saying? All right, what we talking about?
He showed me mad love. He literally came home with an entire bag full of mail, like, all over the country. Every state in the U.S., literally, he had a piece of mail from, and out of the country. So it's like, he was fully aware of the amount of love he was getting, and he was very appreciative. And he let me know that them letters was helping him get through his days. Like, he was reading them letters. He was reaching out to people that he didn't even know. You know what I mean? So it just, like, he felt the genuine love. He seen it through the letters. He got it from me. You know what I mean? So he knew exactly what was going on. He knew how much he was missed, and he realized how much he actually missed it back. I mean, I think it was
I'm seeing rappers saying, welcome home, Surf. Like, yo, this nigga don't even know. Like, yo, this nigga got bad rappers out here saying, you know what I mean? Like, that shit was beautiful to see, man. Did you want to battle? I don't want you don't gotta tell me no information. I'm just asking, does he have the itch though?
Nah, he definitely got an itch for somebody.
Mook, stop buffing, nigga. Mook, make it happen, nigga. We want to see you and Surf. And listen, Quap, I was saying this, man. Niggas was saying, oh, Surf should be on volume 2. I'm like, my nigga, slow down. The brother just got home,
please,
man.
Slow down.
First
yeah,
off,
please slow down.
And yeah. And Q, also, I don't know if you feel me on this. No shade to a small room battle, but ain't no way in hell Surf first battle should be in no goddamn small room. That nigga deserves an Urban Plaza stage. Because once he go on stage,
you know, my
and the
boy,
first
my
thing
boy
come in his mouth.
Shake the room. My
boy, of course.
Shake the room.
Come on. You know what time it is, my nigga. Once he
and
go on stage, says,
say,
I'm back.
Yeah. And at this point.
No, what you going to say? My bad.
At this point, it don't even matter who it is. He basically saying, like, he's in the point where whoever decides to take that walk of death is going to get it. Like, it don't matter who the name is, how big, how small the name is. At this point, he's just out to kill somebody. So whoever is willing to jump in that fire for his first bout back, God bless him.
I had John on here. He was saying he wants to serve. I'm pretty sure a lot of these niggas, they know You battle a certain. I don't know if that's a wise thing to do if you want to battle this nigga because.
Like, I got to know Jaja personally. Like, Jaja, my man. Like, I don't flew out to Atlanta by myself just to link up and go to his bullpen event. Like, I told Jaja, man, we was out to eat, me, him, Loso. I think Bad News, we was all at, I forgot where we was at. We was eating at his bullpen battle. I told him, like, yo, I don't even want my boy to do this to you because I've come to like you as a person. Like, I don't even... So I told him, I'm like, John, bro, just fall back. Like, just chill out. Like, I mean, don't be that first guy. Don't be that event. Don't be made an example out of. I mean, John, I'm like, John, you ain't really got what it takes to, I mean, put that fight on. John got a good little record out here. Like, I ain't going to lie. Like, nobody really put John to bed.
Right.
John don't know how it feels to have 2,000 people just raining on his head because everything is hitting on it. Like, he don't want that. Like, I'm just I told him personally, like, yo, just leave that alone.
Because, yo, that nigga could go on stage and say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and niggas are going
to
go crazy just off that,
God.
My nigga. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Yeah.
I tweeted something out earlier this week, right? The weekend on the RB battle is coming on. No shade to this battle, but Charlie Clips and DNA was battling Young Cannon and Big Cannon, right? So I didn't like the battle too much. I'm watching the pay-per-view. So I tweeted out, man, Surf can go on this stage right now and don't even rap and dap niggas, and that'll be more interesting than this battle, my nigga. Like,
yo, I'll be looking at some of these battles. That last event where I bought Surf Moms to the day Tay Rock battled Hollow, and I came in there with Surf.
Oh, word?
My Surf, yeah. And I had Surf Mom and Snap bought Surf Mom on stage. That got more of a standing ovation than a lot of these
battles. That was in the pay per view. You're absolutely right. That was in the pay per view. You're absolutely right. I remember that shit. Part of Surf. Word.
Yeah, that got more of a standing ovation than a lot of these battles, like, as a whole.
Mm.
Like, some of these battles don't even generate enough reaction to even counter what Surf would do. You know what I mean? So it's like, I would want to see somebody that I know going to bring their own fight to the stage. A lot of these people ain't really doing that. Like, the people that's doing that, he already battled.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a fact. And obviously, cue the music, though. I'm pretty sure he got. Yeah, was he writing rhymes, though, when he was playing music, or his mind probably wasn't on that?
Oh, he did was write and read.
Word, that's what it is, man. Cool, man. I appreciate you taking your time just to, you know, give us a little insight, man. I know the homie's laying low, man. Shout out Surf. That's what it is, man. I appreciate you taking your time just to, you know, rock with me, my brother.
Well, like I said, yeah, we'll be on the scene in 2 seconds. Don't even worry about it.
So, Surf, holler at me, man. Let that boy, man.
You
know what I mean?
I got you.
All right, my G. Be easy, my nigga.
I appreciate it.